Melanie Moore is faced with a big problem. In a few months, she might not have a place to live. A native of Richmond, Virginia, Moore has lived on campus throughout her entire time here at Mason, but a new housing selection system threatens her chances of being able to live in the dormitories.
It stinks being on the waitlist. I don't really think it's fair because of seniority. However, I do see the purpose of wanting freshmen on campus. It does put me in a little bit of a difficult situation trying to find housing off campus.
The current housing policy gives preferential treatment to underclassmen, and many older students are having a tough time securing their spots on campus. According to the Mason Housing website, selection order is determined in a number of ways. Groups of people have priority over individuals when selecting housing, and upperclassmen, due to the multitude of housing applications, are often waitlisted. For the 2013 housing selection, about 350 students were put on the wait list. These students were mostly juniors and seniors because they have the highest average seniority. A current resident advisor for one of Mason's many dormitories agrees with the new selection rules.
The reason that we do this is because underclassmen tend to be less independent than upperclassmen, and they rely on on-campus resources more than upperclassmen, such as going to dining halls or what have you.
Students put on the waitlist are notified of their status on a rolling basis. If students have not been placed by July 26, 2013, they have the opportunity to remain on the list or to cancel their waitlist application altogether.
It does put me in a little bit of a difficult situation trying to find housing off campus. I know that the school did offer a housing fair, which I was unable to attend, so I feel like I'm a little bit at a disadvantage. I'm a little nervous finding housing off campus. I have a couple of friends that are necessary, but again, I'll be paying for it for myself, and there might be some discrepancies with my financial aid situation as well.
Moore is unsure about her housing situation, but chooses to remain on the wait list just in case.
So I'm getting a little nervous, but we'll see.